the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Saturday edition of the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the entire program today as we have a great song for you today. And we are continuing with our Saturday-only series, The Who, What, and Why of Salvation, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today, looking in several scriptures, so follow along if you can in your Bible. Now, I want to let you know that after today, there are only two more messages in this series. Right now, let's enjoy the music and then Dr. Green.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Our Father, we thank Thee for the Word of God, for the privilege we have of studying Thy Word today. Speak to this heart of mine, and speak through these lips of clay to the unseen thousands in Radio Land. For Jesus' sake we pray, amen. At the present time, we're studying, what is salvation? What is salvation? Now today, I want us to read in Luke 15. And I want us to see something that is very significant so far as I'm concerned, because it's God's Word and Jesus is giving us a clear teaching concerning salvation. In Luke 15, verse 1, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. My, yeah, they said he received the sinners, yes. That's the sin that is populating hell today. We have so many religious cliques, and we get our little group over here, and another little group over yonder, and another group over there, and we sing and shout and praise God and holler hallelujah while the world's going to hell. I don't see much to shout about today, and I'll be frank with you. I believe in a heartfelt, God-given, no-soul, happy salvation, joy unspeakable, and full of glory. Yes, I do. But I don't see much to shout about today. The only thing that I could shout about is the fact that I'm not going to hell. And then when I look around me and I see the masses of humanity serving the devil with all of their heart, mind, soul, and body, I tell you, just about takes a shout out of me. That's right. I mean it. Now, these fellows said, this man Jesus receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Yes, I'm going to tell you something. Some of you good Christians, and I say that not in sarcasm, but with a broken heart. Some of you good Christians who invite each other over for fellowship. Come over to my house tonight, and I'll go over to your house tomorrow night. You have dinner with me Sunday, and I'll have you come over to my house Sunday, and I'll go over to your house the next. So you know as well as I know it. And beloved, if we would practice the practices of Jesus, we would invite some sinners to our table and feed them the good things of this life and tell them about the good things that'll make them ready for the life to come. Jesus fellowshipped with sinners around the table, but never only for fellowship around the table. He fellowshipped with them around the table in order that he might tell them about the bread that came down from heaven, namely himself. Now, they murmured, yes, but listen. He spake this parable unto them, saying, now notice, Luke 15 is a threefold parable. Not three parables, but a threefold parable. Luke 15. Now verse 4. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost? Notice now. Until he find it. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Now, I want you to put a circle or a line under the word lost. Lost. Notice, lost. Now, I want to say this. For the last 3 days in the series, we talked about the new birth. Salvation is a birth. And where there's birth, there's life. And where there's life, there must be seed. And the seed brings the life. And the birth produces or makes possible or brings forth the life. Now then, if you are saved, you have been found. Found by God. Found by Jesus. Found by the heavenly shepherd. Now to be saved is to be found. Now hear me please. If you can be lost and somebody finds you and you not know it and not realize that you're found, no change in your emotions, no change in your fears, sorrows, joys, happiness, or anxiety, no change. In other words, if you can be drowning at sea, if you can be lost in the storm and somebody finds you and not know it, then you can be saved and not know it. But you know as well as I know that it's humanly impossible. It is utterly impossible to be lost and somebody finds you and you not know it. Now I want your undivided attention. God is looking for you right now. God is searching for you right now through this radio program. I want to tell you something today. I've received some very critical letters in the last few days. Very, very critical. I mean it. I've received more critical letters in the last few days than I've received in the last 6 months. But I want to tell you, radio friends, something. I'm the same devil-hating, blood-preaching, salvation-magnifying preacher that I've been for 25 years. Now, you put that down. And I want you to understand that I'm not compromising and I'm not selling out and I'm not sold out and I'm not going to sell out. I still preach the same gospel and lift up the same blood-stained banner that I've always lifted up. Now, I'm saying this. If you're saved, you are found and God found you. Now, wait a minute. God is seeking you today through this radio program. Now, how is God seeking you through the program? God, through His Word and the Spirit of the living God that is speaking to your heart, in your home, your business, your automobile, wherever you are, that certain something that is disturbing you down in your bosom, down in your heart, you're disturbed, you're not normal, your emotions are stirred. That's God calling. That is God speaking. God is seeking. God is looking. God is searching for you. You're lost, and God wants to find you. And He will find you if you'll let Him. If you'll just say, Lord Jesus, here I am, save me. He'll find you. Yes, but you must first recognize that you're lost. You know, one of the sad things today, I speak to an audience of people, and I say, how many of you folks know that you're saved? And beloved, I tell you, in most places, most of the hands go up. Now, I'm not critical, and I'm not judging. God knows if I judged you, it wouldn't hurt you. If I condemned you, it wouldn't hurt you. And if I said you're saved, it wouldn't save you. But I'm saying this, I've preached in the last 6 months to the fewest sinners that I've ever preached to in my ministry. The majority of the people who go to church today say they're saved. But beloved, I'm not critical and I'm not judging. I wonder in the name of common sense, what some of them are saved from. They live just like the world, go where the world goes, sing like the world sings, swear like the world swears, gamble, and on. I could go on down the line. You know as well as I. Listen, it's hard to tell the average church member by the life they live and the places they go. I said the average church member. I didn't say all church members. I said the average. Now, the tragedy of this day, you can't get people lost so they can get saved. Now, Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. The lost. He came to save lost people. All right. So, if you have salvation, you have been found. You were lost. You recognized your lost condition. You recognized the need of someone to find you. Jesus called. You heard his voice. You said, "Here I am, Lord. Save me." And you're saved. Oh, yes, if you're saved, you have been lost, but now you're found. That's salvation. Now, listen to this. I say unto you, this is Luke 15:7. I say unto you that likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. Rejoicing in heaven, rejoicing or joy in heaven, over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 people who need no repentance. Now, may I have your undivided attention, dear listener. May I have your ears and your heart. Listen to what I'm going to say. Salvation must be gigantic. It must be terrific, beloved, to make heaven rejoice. Listen. Are you listening? When the least sinner on this earth. Now, what do I mean by the least sinner? I mean a little child, never killed anybody, never took God's name in vain, never robbed a bank, never committed adultery, never played a game of poker. A child that reaches the age of accountability and walks down the aisle and gives the preacher their hand and says, "Preacher, I want to be saved." And that dear little child bows on its knees at an old-fashioned mourner's bench, and some good man or woman prays with that child, shows them the word of God. We're saved by grace through faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believing in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. When that child exercises saving faith in the finished work of Jesus, all heaven, listen to me, beloved, all heaven gets the announcement, and there's joy, yes, joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. And yet, today, Dr. Soundin' Brass and Professor Tinkling Cymbal and the Right Reverend Most Noble esteemed this fella and that fella, they say, "Come forward and give me your lovely hand. Unite with our lovely fellowship and join up with us and let me immerse you in water." I want to tell you, my friends, salvation goes deeper than joining a church, shaking a preacher's hand, or getting baptized. Now remember, Jesus said to that gang who criticized him for eating with sinners, he said, "If you have 100 sheep, one of them's lost, you leave the 99, you go after the one till you find it. You find the sheep that was lost." Now he said there's rejoicing or joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. One sinner that repenteth, more than 99 that need no repentance. All right? Now there's another thing I want to show you there. If you have salvation, you have repented. Salvation minus repentance is impossible. Salvation is accompanied, or rather, salvation accompanies repentance. I mean by that, you must realize that you've sinned, and you must confess that you've sinned before you are willing to receive the Savior. You'll never see the need of a Savior until you confess that you're a sinner. You'll never see the need of being found until you confess that you're lost. And when you confess that you're lost and a sinner, then that's godly sorrow and you are ready for salvation. Now listen to verse 8. "Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it." And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, I have found the peace that was lost. Likewise, I send you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. There's that word again, repenteth. Luke 13:3 and Luke 13:5, two verses identical. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish, except ye repent. Now then, this woman lost a piece of silver. What did she do? She lit a candle, she looked, she swept, she searched until she found it, and then she called her friends, and she said, Rejoice. Now this business of salvation's gigantic. It's terrific. It's really something. It is heaven's miracle. And beloved, when you're saved, you become a new creation. You become a found possession. You cause heaven to rejoice. That's salvation. Now you may join the church in heaven, know nothing about it. You may be baptized in a baptistry and heaven may not find it out. But when you're born again, when you're saved, when you're found, and when salvation becomes a possession of yours, heaven will know it, you will know it, and everybody in the community will know it. You won't have to hang a sign on your back. You won't have to shout it out from the housetops. They'll find it out by the way you live and act and conduct yourself. Oh, yes. Now then, there was a lost sheep and a lost coin. Notice, everything is lost until it's found. Now, third, verse 11, he said, a certain man had two sons. You know the story. I don't have time to read it all today on the radio. The younger said to the father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. And he divided his living. And this young man took his journey, and he wasted his substance in riotous living. Now, in verse 14, same chapter, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. He began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he sent him into the field to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine had eaten, no man gave in him. And when he came to himself, now a person who has salvation has found themselves. What do I mean by that? Dear friend, listen to me. If you are not a blood-washed, born-again child of God, you are madly rushing into hell. Every step you take takes you 32, 34, 36 inches nearer the flames. What do you say, Mr. Green? I don't believe in hell anyhow. Well, that doesn't change it, my friend. What you believe about hell doesn't matter. What you've heard about hell doesn't make any difference. It's what the book says. Yes, I'm hard-headed and stubborn. Oh, yes, when it comes to the Bible, I'm hard-headed. Why shouldn't I be? The teacher in math tells a child, 2 times 2 is 4. And the child says, you shouldn't be so dogmatic. You should say, I think 2 times 2 is 4, or 2 times 2 might be 4. No, The teacher in mathematics is dogmatic. When the historian says that 1492 Columbus discovered America, the student stands up and says, now wait a minute, professor. I think you should not be so dogmatic. You should say, in my opinion, 1492 is the year that Columbus discovered. No, that's a historical fact, see. Listen, when the teacher in geometry says that a straight line is the shortest distance between two points, one of the students pops up and says, now wait a minute, professor. You shouldn't be so stubborn and so hard-headed and so dogmatic. You should say, I think, I suppose, in my opinion. No. But when you come to the Word of God, some folks want you to beat around the bush and surmise and, as it were, in my humble opinion and by chance and in a measure and to a degree, I want to serve notice on you that you're listening to one old-fashioned, born-again, blood-washed, devil-hating, Jesus-loving, Bible-preaching Baptist that does not compromise. I wouldn't compromise, God bless you, if you chop my head off, and I mean it. This Bible is God's Word, and if I don't preach it, if I refuse to preach it, I'll give an account to God, and I don't want to stand before God with bloody hands. Now listen, when he came to himself, when he came to himself. My dear friend, when you come to yourself, you're going to stop dead still, and you're going to take a look toward the pit you're heading, and you're going to listen to the screams of the wicked as they beg for a drop of water to cool their parching tongue. He came to himself, and he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough in the spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise, and I'll go to my father, and I'll say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.'" And he arose, hallelujah, he arose, and he came to his father. When he was yet a great way off, the father ran and had compassion on him, and ran and fell on his neck, and he kissed him. And he said, listen, he said, the son said, "Father, I've sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand, put shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again." He was lost. He was lost. He was lost and is found. They began to be merry. A lost sheep, a lost coin, a lost son. The threefold parable of Luke 15 definitely, distinctly, plainly teaches that those who are away from God are lost. Lost, lost, lost. And dear friend, salvation is being found in the wilderness of sin, in the darkness of the corners that a candle must bring light, in the far country of sin, feeding on the slop of the world. Lost, lost, lost. If you have salvation, you have recognized your lost condition. You have come to yourself and you've accepted Jesus. God help you. God bless you. If you're not saved, let Jesus save you right now. Father, honor thy word. Save the soul that's nearest hell. Save many precious souls, especially that soul that's nearest the flames of the pit. Lord, save that precious soul, and we'll give you the praise. Honor thy word, honor the shed blood, and we'll give God the praise, the honor, and the glory in the saving name of Jesus. And for his sake we ask it. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. I feel that we've all been blessed by today's message by my father, Dr. Green, and I do feel that I can help you out some more by the gift offer for this week, gift offer D, D as in David. Two great items are in this offer, a book by my dad, as well as a musical CD by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians. Now, both of these items are available if you simply ask for the offer, offer D, and send the donation to help this ministry stay on the air in the amount of $10 or more. As you know, in this day of inflation, everything is going up and up in price, and that's true for buying the radio time for this program, buying the materials to print our books, and all of that is costing more and more. So we need your donations each and every day. So if you can send extra when you request Offer D, I urge you to do that. We need your donations each and every day. But if you can send a donation of at least $10 and ask for gift offer D, I'm going to send you first a musical CD by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians entitled Eternal Promises of God. 17 great songs in this album. These are my favorite songs. It's our favorite songs that I've picked out for this album. Songs such as Beyond the Sunset, Almost Persuaded, He'll Understand and Say, Well Done, It Is Well With My Soul, Softly and Tenderly, just some of the 17 great songs in this album. Then we have the book entitled Eternal Life, 88-page study in depth of this very important subject. It's a hardback book. Some of the chapters, 10 chapters in the book, some of them are The New Birth Produces a New Creature. Christ Bare Our Sins. The Sin Question Has Been Settled. Just some of the chapters in the book. So to get the CD and the book, just ask for Gift Offer D and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.